Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, February 17th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 2016 Irkutsk Mass Methanol Poisoning. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating articles found on Wikipedia and delve into their impact on society, technology, and ethics. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're going to talk about a distressing and cautionary tale that unfolded in Russia back in 2016, the Irkutsk mass methanol poisoning. To set the scene, let's take a journey to Irkutsk, a city in southeastern Russia, located about 4,200 kilometers east of Moscow. It's December, known for its harsh winters. Temperatures can drop to an unforgiving minus 20 degrees Celsius. However, on the 17th of December 2016, the cold wasn't the only thing gripping the city. A tragic event was about to unfold, drawing attention from across the globe. The incident involved a large number of people consuming a hawthorn-scented bath lotion called Boyarishnik, which was intended for external use only. This lotion was illegally adulterated with methanol, a toxic substance that can cause blindness, organ failure, and even death when ingested. By the end of the incident, at least 78 people had died, and many others suffered serious health issues, making it one of the deadliest mass methanol poisonings in recent years. Now, you might be wondering, why were people consuming this bath lotion in the first place? There's a perfect storm of factors to consider here. Economic hardship, lack of enforcement of alcohol regulations, and a rampant black market for cheap spirits. With affordable alcohol heavily taxed and many individuals facing financial strain, some resorted to consuming non-beverage products with high alcohol content, like Boyarishnik. This situation raises a critical ethical question. Where does the responsibility lie for ensuring public safety in cases like these? Is it the government, who is supposed to regulate and control harmful substances? Is it the manufacturers? Or does personal accountability play a significant part? These atrocious events urged the local and federal governments of Russia to take swift action. Temporary measures, including the restriction of sales of non-food products containing alcohol, were put in place. More permanent steps included stricter control over methanol distribution and efforts to combat illegal alcohol sales. There's a broader societal element at play here, one that prompts us to look at the social safety nets available to individuals in economically strained regions. This tragedy reflects a larger global issue, the desperation that leads people to make dangerous choices in the absence of better options. It's a call to action for policymakers around the world to think about how they can address similar vulnerabilities within their own communities. On a more technical note, methanol is a colorless, volatile liquid used as an industrial solvent, antifreeze, and a fuel additive, among other applications. While ethanol is the type of alcohol typically found in drinks that is safe for human consumption in moderate doses, methanol is highly toxicity. When consumed, methanol is metabolized in the liver to formaldehyde and then to formic acid, leading to metabolic acidosis, which can be catastrophic in humans. This underscores the need for comprehensive regulation and education surrounding substances that can be potentially life-threatening. Turning our gaze back to the human side of this story, it's worth considering the real-life impact on the victims and their families. This wasn't just a statistic. Each number represented a person, a story, a community that was shaken. It drives home the importance of healthcare systems and public health awareness to provide information to prevent such tragedies. Ultimately, tragedies like this force us to ask what more can be done to safeguard vulnerable populations and prevent dangerous black market economies from taking root. This brings us to the core question of this episode. How does society balance responsibility between the state, market practices, and individual actions to prevent such disasters? Importantly, where can public policy intervene more effectively? These are questions that don't just pertain to this incident, but are critical as we navigate the larger complexities of public health and safety. I encourage each of you to think about these questions, as they're not only relevant in Russia, but also echo worldwide concerns about public health, regulation, and our global economy. Think about your own communities. Are there measures in place that protect against similar tragedies? Is there sufficient public health education or adequate access to safe alternatives, particularly for those in difficult economic conditions? And perhaps, consider what role technology might play in preventing future incidents like this, maybe through developing innovative solutions for monitoring the safety of products before they reach consumers. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, these stories aren't just pages in history. They are real-life instances from which we can learn significant lessons about our vulnerabilities and responsibilities as a society. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the 2016 Irkutsk mass methanol poisoning. If this story has intrigued or moved you, I encourage you to explore the Wikipedia article for more in-depth details. Until next time on Wikipedia, stay informed and inspired.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 2016 Irkutsk mass methanol poisoning. Thanks for listening. See you next time.